This segment, folks, is brought to us by Best of Texas Barbecue Sauce, Heavenly Bread Pudding, which is available at Brookshire's and Brookshire Brothers, and the Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Well, folks, if you were listening last week to our show, we had some awesome music on. Now, we're going to go and we're going to play you some more music. Reed Wilms and Caleb Carter. They're an awesome duet. If you listened to the show last week, you heard them maybe for the first time. Well, our guest now is Reeb Wilms. Now, Reeb is half of this group, of course, and we're going to talk with Reeb about how she grew up. We're going to talk a little bit about hunting. She grew up hunting mule deer up in Washington and learn a little bit more about their music. Reeb, thank you very much for spending some time with us.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Luke.
I've been bragging on you too for the last couple of weeks down here in Texas. Your music is absolutely awesome, but it's the part that I like, or the type that I like, is kind of the old school, the old sound. And I know y'all are both awesome musicians. You could probably play and sing anything, but I especially like the type of music that's the old. You know, kind of just takes you back to your roots, and we're, in a little bit, we're going to have one of those songs. You're going to get the two of you to, or one of you to sing for us and play, and I look forward to that. But, Reeb, you were raised on a farm and ranch up in, I think, central Washington, right?
That's right, yeah. I grew up in a little town on the Waterville Plateau called Waterville, Washington.
Yeah.
It's a small town, about 1,200 people or so, mostly wheat farmers, and my sister and I are the fourth generation on our farm to grow up there. And, you know, it was a wheat farm and cattle ranch, and now it's not being farmed by us anymore, but my folks still live there, and it's a beautiful place.
Oh, I bet it is. Tell us a little bit about the mule deer hunting. It's not all farmland. There's coulees, and we call them draws down here in Texas, but there's some irregular terrain there that mule deer like, right?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Our farm's situated up on the middle, way up a little hill. We call it a hill, but, you know, when you're on a plateau,
yep,
it doesn't take much to make a hill.
That's true. Yep, very true.
So we're kind of out in the farmland. It's rolling hills and lots of little draws there, and there's a lot of conservation reserve in the farmland there. So, you know, a lot of those little draws have actually been in sagebrush and gone back to wild for 10 years, you know, minimum, on up to 20 or 30. So there's a lot of good hunting grounds out there. And as the plateau breaks off toward the edge, there's a lot of coulees and canyons down there with big sagebrush, and the muleys, they like to hang out in there.
I love to hunt mule deer. Of course, I grew up in Texas and hunting whitetail, but I go out west Texas, the Trans-Pecos. I'm sure you folks have heard about that. But mule deer are pretty plentiful out in that part of the world. Do you, when you're hunting them up in your area, Reeb, do you spot and stalk, you know, spot them with binoculars or whatever, or how do you hunt them? As a rule.
Yeah, we do. Well, we, the last few years, we've been hunting with my sister and brother-in-law. Mm-hmm. Now, they're primarily bow hunters, but they also use rifles or muzzleloaders. Caleb and I hunt with muzzleloaders usually. And, we go down there for a couple weeks, and we spend time spotting. And then when the hunt opens, you know, we go out early in the morning before dawn and set ourselves up somewhere and hope somebody walks by.
hope to get some venison, right? Yep.
Yeah. It's fun watching them. That's my favorite part, you know, getting out there.
I know.
It's quiet, and I actually, I just love that part.
It is. Well, Reeb, let's tell our listeners, our friends, how to learn more. They're about to hear a song here in just a bit, but that's only 3 minutes or so. How do they learn more about your music or listen to it? I listen to a lot of it on YouTube.
Yeah, you can look us up on YouTube. There's a lot of different, you know, videos and concerts up there, different places. We also have some music on our website. You can go to calebandreeb.com, and we have a store on there if you want to buy one of our albums, or all our albums are available everywhere you can buy music too. So
oh, good. So Caleb and Reeb, R-E-E-B, Caleb and Reeb.
.com. You're backwards.
Yeah, okay. They can get in there, and then they can learn more about your music and probably listen to some too, and then buy your music. Well, I tell you what, let's do. I know that Mr. Caleb is standing by in the background there. He was on past week with everybody.
I'm right here with you.
Yeah, you are. Good to have you standing by, Caleb. And,
good to be
and
here.
And I thoroughly enjoyed getting updated from Miss Reeb there about her hunting.
Sure.
So let's take a little break. And, you know, let's play one of your songs. Folks, you're going to hear some awesome music. Stay with me after the song. We'll be right back. Absolutely awesome music. Reeb, I tell you, how do you guys must practice a lot. I'm sure for years you've sang and played instruments together, but you don't get that good overnight. I know it's you've probably been at this a long time, right?
Yeah, I guess. Well, Caleb's been at it longer, and, yep, you know, I've been at it. I really started playing guitar not until I was in my early 20s, I guess. So I didn't really grow up playing guitar, but
yep.
But we do. We love to play music, so we spend a lot of time sitting around our house playing, or we love to play with friends and meet up and play music. So, you know, we end up putting a lot of hours into it.
You'd have to. I talked to Caleb a little last week. You know, Caleb, you might remember, I've been picking at a guitar since I was like 14, and I do not have an ear for music, but I was lucky. I had an older fella from Arkansas that really played some good old time music, And he would tell me, okay, now you're in D, you go to G, and you know, and I'd watch him, and I could actually second with him. But as far as just listening and knowing, it's not. I don't think I'll ever get it. I just have to be kind of watch someone that knows what they're doing. But as far as playing the dexterous part, yeah, I can do all that. But it's just some people have an ear for it, I guess, and maybe some people could learn like me, but it would take a lot of practice.
Oh yeah, you could learn. Don't give it up.
Yep. Yeah, I still have a guitar and play. I know a lot of our friends at Hunt and Fish listening probably say, "Hey, that's me." You know, I know all the chords, but I just don't know how to put them together. Well, guys, I really do appreciate you being with me again. And what this is way different than any outdoor show. I've been doing these shows for 13 years, and I thought, you know, I know a lot of the people that listen to our shows on the radio stations from Amarillo down to Southeast Texas. I know a lot of the people. They're like me. They love good music. So we're gonna start plugging in. I know I can't get both of you or even one of you on the show with me every week, but I'm going to start let you choose a song for me to play. We may be talking about catching bass, or we may be talking about hunting mule deer with some guide or outfitter buddy of mine, but we're going to make time and plug in one of your songs and let you choose it. So thank both of you very, very much for being with me. And I'll tell you what,
Thank you, Luke.
You got a fan down here, and I know you've got a bunch more, right?
All right. Thank you, Luke.
Okay. We'll talk to both of you soon.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Take care. Thanks.
Folks, that was what I like to call another real world outdoor segment, Nuts and Bolts Hunting and Fishing Talk. I want to remind you, Pyramid Air is your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Simply go online to pyramidair.com to check them out. Mill Creek Ranch Resort down in Canton is an awesome place to stay. Private cabins that you're escorted back to. Check out Mill Creek Ranch Resort, folks, right there near the trade days, really, just right across the road there. MillCreekRanchResort.com.